Okay. So, what is your career?
What is my career?
Yes.
The military.
What part of the military?
The United States Navy.
Okay. So, what pushed you to join the Navy?
The point I was at in my life, I knew I wasn't ready for college, and I needed to get out of the area I was at, and I wanted to travel and go see the world, and I knew eventually I was going to go back to school, and I knew the military would pay for it, so it's kind of like, let's just go do it. I also needed some structure and discipline.
Okay, so how many years have you served?
2.
How long are you obligated to serve?
I just signed a new contract, so I have to do at least 8.
What was your childhood like that made you look into going into the Navy?
Honestly, it didn't have anything to do with my childhood. It didn't have anything to do with my childhood.
Okay. What were your requirements for joining the Navy?
My requirements were that I had to, had to graduate high school. I had to take a test, and pass that with a certain score. And then I had to, what else was there? I had to pass a bunch of physical tests to make sure that I was in good condition to join. And then, what else was there? Pass a drug test. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. What motivated you to enter the Navy?
What motivated me? I mean, that pretty much goes along with why I decided to join it. But what motivated me while I was in boot camp to finish was family.
What is your job in the Navy?
I work on LCACs. They're kind of like hovercrafts.
Did your family support your decision?
Yes, 100%.
Did you have any doubts once you committed?
Say again?
Did you have any doubts once you committed?
I had doubts one time, and that was in boot camp. Around like the 5th day, I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it, but it was there and then it was gone. So for the most part, no doubts.
What kind of training did you receive?
What?
What kind of training did you receive? Yes, like, what did you, what was your training to get where you are today?
A lot. I had to get trained in all the military, like, all the Navy fundamentals first. Like, so naval history, how the Navy is set up, rank, all that stuff. I had to learn how to fight fires, and I had to learn how to, float, and what would happen if I went overboard while at sea. And then I learned how to be an engineer on a ship, and then now I'm learning how to be an engineer on a hovercraft.
How many times have you been out at sea?
Oh my God. 10 times.
And how long are they usually?
About 4 to 5 months. Some longer, depends.
What are the challenges of your jobs? Of your job?
This job right now, it's there's a lot you have to know and learn. And then there's only such a small crew, so you have a lot of responsibility. And obviously being away from family is a big thing. Living in another country. And yeah, that's the challenges.
Okay. How did you find the career that you're interested in?
How did I find the career?
Yeah.
For this one?
Yes.
It was kind of thrusted upon me. It was kind of like, hey, this is where we need you at. And then I got there, and then they were like, hey, there's a special program. Did you want to take, are you interested? And I was like, yeah, because it's a really good program. So kind of by luck. Is by luck. I got lucky.
What is pay like in the military?
What is pay or pain?
Pay.
Pay? What is pay like? Dang, I don't really know. It's okay. It's not bad. You have to keep it, like, well, for people who don't have, like, who don't have prior debt or anything like that, and no bills, it's really good because you don't have to pay for insurance. You don't have to pay like utilities, mortgage, anything like that on like an apartment or a house. And I mean, the main thing that you have to worry about is food, and that's really it. And even then, sometimes you don't even have to pay for that. So yeah, pay is not bad. Pay is not bad. So it's okay. It could be better. It depends on where you are.
Is it possible to switch your jobs?
Yeah, no, it depends. It depends on your job that you have now. Sometimes you can switch your job. You can put in a request to switch your job. It may or may not get accepted. But then there's also certain jobs in the Navy that you can't switch out of because they really need them. So they can't. It depends on if the Navy can afford to give you up to another job.
Okay. Did you have culture shock when you got to Japan?
Yes, I had culture shock for about a month and a half, maybe even 2 months. It took me about 2 months to get used to the culture. It's big.
What are your living conditions like on the ship and off the ship?
Off the ship, my living conditions are great now. I'm not on a ship anymore, thank God. But off the ship, they're where I'm at right now, it's really good. I have pretty much like for people, it's bigger than a dorm room, and we have a whole kitchen, a bathroom. And then one person has their own bedroom, and then the other persons have to share a bedroom. But on the ship, it's not fun. It's pretty bad. You share pretty much like a family room size compartment with maybe 80 people. And yeah, it's not fun. Not fun. It's what you make out of it, but it's not fun.
Is there anything you miss about living in America?
Diversity.
Are there any foods that you miss that you can't get in Japan?
You already know the answer to this. Chipotle. Chipotle.
Has it been easy or difficult to stay in touch with your family members since going to Japan?
Well, honestly, it's kind of hard to stay in touch with people. But for the most part, while we're in port and I have service, it's not hard to stay in touch. No, just a FaceTime call away, pretty much.
How long has it been since you saw your family?
Coming on to a year.
Do you like your job?
I love my job.
Will you make the Navy your career, or do you have other plans for your future?
Right now, I'm not looking for the Navy as my career. It's just kind of something that I have to decide. I don't have to decide right now until another 6 years. So when see how the next 6 years goes. But as of right now, how I stand, I'm not looking at the Navy as a career.
So, since you don't want it to be your career, will the military pay for your college?
No, the military does not pay your college. You decide your college that you want to go to.
No.
Obviously, keep in mind,
Your college.
Huh?
Pay for your college.
Yeah. Once you do your first contract, they pay for your college.
Okay.
All you have to do is your first four years. That's all you have to do.
Has there been any difficult situations you have been in?
Has there been any difficult situations?
Yeah,
a lot. There's been a lot of difficult situations. I mean, all of boot camp was pretty much a difficult situation. First deployment was a difficult situation, getting used to living on a ship. Coming here, or coming to Japan, was a difficult situation. Me hating flying every time I have to get on an airplane is a difficult situation. But you take it one day at a time. So you just keep that in mind that, okay, today's going to suck. Tomorrow will be better. It's just, you got to suck it for a little bit and then it's okay. So.
What is one of your best experiences that you have gotten from the Navy?
Tokyo. Being able to go to Tokyo was the best. Oktoberfest in Tokyo is probably... Oh, dang, actually, I don't know. Yeah, probably Tokyo. Just in general, Tokyo.
What have you had any pressure from anyone to do anything for them, or like have you felt pressure from joining the Navy?
Have I felt pressure since joining the Navy?
Yes.
To do anything with the Navy or what?
Yeah.
Nope. No.
So since you've joined the Navy and you had to leave most of your life at home, have you made a lot of new friends, and do you still keep in contact with your old friends at home?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough that I was able to come to Japan with knowing a few people already as it was, but honestly, in the military, it's pretty easy to make friends. As long as you're kind of outgoing and whatnot, and you make an attempt, you you'll have friends. So yeah, I've made a bunch of new friends. From what I know, lifelong friends since I've been in the Navy, so I'm very fortunate with that. And I still keep in contact with my very close friends who I knew before the military. Talk to them almost every day, still.
I'm looking for my other questions.
Huh?
I'm looking for my other questions. Since boot camp, have you still had that tough of, like, you had a lot of tough experiences in boot camp, but have you had those in the Navy now, or is boot camp just a lot more, like, pressure and everything?
I mean, even in boot camp, I don't even know if I would use the word pressure, maybe, but it's a lot more stricter in boot camp. But ever since, once you get out of boot camp, it does get a lot less stricter. It's not lackadaisical, but there's points where, okay, this is what needs to get done today. We have to get it done. We might have to work late. And, you know, go hard at it, but this is what needs to get done. And then there's times where, like, hey, we don't have anything to do. We're out of here at, like, 11 o'clock. So it just depends on what needs to get done for that day.
Were you on the Ashland when they saved, like, those two people who were stuck at sea?
I was.
And what, could you tell, like, a story about that?
Yeah, I can. So we're heading back to Homeport, and we get a call from, I want to say maybe it was Coast Guard, and they said, hey, there's a distress signal near your location, just need you guys to go check it out. And so we head in there to the location. We see their boat and the two people and their dogs. We drop our mini boats. At first, we were going to see if we could fix their boat enough for that them to head back into port themselves. And that was deemed that it was an impossibility. So we just loaded them all up onto our craft and then headed to the nearest port, and they got to fly out.
Did you, okay, what is America to you?
What is America?
Yeah, what is America to you?
Home.
So you wouldn't say Japan is your home anymore? It's like your home compared to America?
Japan is where I stay, but, you know, the States will always be home, because that's just where I deem home as where your family is and, you know, where your roots are, and that's the States. But yeah, Japan is just where I stay.
Okay. And what does it mean to be an American?
What does it mean to be an American? It's a tough question. I think what it means to be an American is, dang. What does it mean to be an American? don't have an answer for that.
Why not?
It's a tough question. I don't know. I'm just a 22-year-old kid from Chicago. I don't know what it means.
You, would you say that every... Would you say that people in the, like, serving their country of a, is more of American than people living in the States?
No. No, that's not... I don't think that's what you measure. I'm not more American than someone who works a 9-to-5 office job just because I serve the military. That's such a closed-minded thinking that, no, not at all.
And now that you're in California, in the... States, do you feel more comfortable here, or do you still think Japan is better?
Japan is definitely better than California, but more comfortable? No, because I've gotten so used to being in Japan for the last 2 years, so I know everything around that area I'm at. Here is a new area, I'm not really used to it, but it is nice being able to have American food again, seeing the diversity, and being in the same time zone as a lot of your friends.
So you had, like, a girlfriend in boot camp... And you brought her out to Japan.
This is a question?
Yes. I just thought about it. What, has there been an... Is that still happening?
No.
Okay, well, since you were in Japan, was it difficult to keep in touch with her?
What, are you saying was it difficult being in a long-distance relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what... Being in a long-distance relationship is going to suck. It was hard, yeah. Especially being in a different time zone. Keep in mind, 14 hours ahead. So, pretty much when I was going to sleep, she was waking up. And then we'd have maybe, like, 4 hours where we both were... we both were pretty much up. But... you meet the right person, it could be worth it. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, distance, it was hard. It was tough. I cannot believe that was a question.
I just wanted to know. So, right now you're in, like, school again, right?
Yes.
So, is it just, like, the schooling you got before you headed to Japan, or is it a lot different?
No. A lot different. It's a lot more technical, a lot more numbers to remember. It's a lot. The schooling that you get before you head out to the fleet, we call it the fleet, but before you head out to really the Navy, it's a lot of the basics. It's a lot of you know, just basic stuff. They don't really go too in depth in it exactly. Just really kind of depends on your job, but right now, yeah, this is from what I went through. This schooling is a lot more in depth, a lot more technical, a lot more information to take in and remember.
And before you joined the Navy, you were planning on going into the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you change that decision?
Because the Marines suck. No offense. I don't know who's gonna hear this, but no offense, but. Marines are terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Why?
Terrible, terrible human beings in there. And, yeah, I had a feeling I was not going to enjoy my life if I went into the Marines. But I still wanted to do the military. And after talking to somebody who was in the Navy, I just completely 100% knew that that was the better decision, so that's why I went with the Navy. Never regretted it. I have not regretted it since. Best decision I made my entire life.
And then, have you kept in touch with the friends you made in boot camp and the schooling you went to before going to Japan?
Yep. Yeah, a lot, actually. Or a good amount. My division and boot camp was pretty close with each other. You know, the minute it was that first day we got our phones back, our graduation and all that, everyone was getting, like, social medias and whatnot. I keep in touch with a lot of people from boot camp. Always checking in and see what it's always great to see where they're at in their careers and whatnot.
Has anyone from your boot camp or schooling before gone to Japan and is there with you?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of people from boot camp that are got sent to Japan. One of my close friends from boot camp, she got put in Japan at the same time, like exact same spot as me at the same time. Another person from schooling, who's now one of my good friends, he's here too as well. I'd say about maybe like 10 other people from my division went to the base more closer to Tokyo. So yeah, a good amount of us.
And then, what is it like living on the base with, like, is there a lot of security and everything?
Mainly just at the front gate.
So, like, how it was at school?
You will see, like, the Navy's police always, you know, doing patrols and whatnot. But it's not, like, down your neck, you know, you feel suffocated by the security.
Would you say you have had more fun in the Navy than you see other people at college?
Yes and no. I feel like, I look and think of like how much they're paying for that experience, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely having a better time because of that.
Have you had to work with any other, like, of the military, like, other than the Navy? Have you had to work with, like, the
coast? Yep. I have to work with the Marines a lot. I've gotten to work with Navy SEALs, which was a blast. Those guys are some of the most down-to-earth people you'll ever meet. Those are some great human beings right there. I've had to work with the Japanese Navy, the Filipino Navy, the Australian Navy, and the Japanese Army, and I feel like there's one more I'm forgetting. I think I'm forgetting this one more, but yeah, so I've had to work with a lot. Oh, the Air Force. Had to work with the Air Force.
You went to Guam, right?
Yes.
So, what was it like being in Guam, like going from Japan to Guam?
Guam sucks. Guam is terrible. It is constant. It's really, the heat is disgusting. The rain, it constantly is raining off and on. Sounds really bad, but I compare it to a poor man's Hawaii. It is a poor man's Hawaii. Japan is a lot better.
And like, how about like your job there? What was that at Guam? Like, your job in Guam, what did it consist of?
Same thing. When we pull into Guam, pretty much, it's just kind of like a break. Like, a little 2 to 3 day break, or, like, to get supplies. So, mainly, it's you know, you're doing the same job, pretty much.
And what does your day consist of? Like, when you're on base or when you're on the ship?
So when you're on the ship and you're out at sea, what my day was pretty much, was I would wake up, get dressed, grab a cup of coffee, maybe get some breakfast, depending on how much time I wanted to get for more for sleep. And then I would go down to the shop that I work out of, wait for us to have quarters, which is what they do. They kind of put out any information that we may need to know, and then they kind of tell us, okay, this is what the day-to-day is going to look like. And then from there, you do your work. I would do a lot of maintenance. So that's what I would do. I would spend the rest of the time doing maintenance. You have lunch. So you'll get lunch. You get about 2 hours for lunch. And then you finish the rest of your day. You get out about around like 5 o'clock. And then there's obviously another chow time for that. And then keep in mind, like, in that day, that period of your day, you have to do, like, a watch. So you have to go, like, maintain some pieces of equipment for, it could be 3 hours or it could be 6 hours. So somewhere in that time period of your day, you're going to have to do a watch. And then, yeah, then you go to sleep.
And then on base, what does your day consist of?
On base, it is you wake up, get dressed, hit that walk to the ship, and then the same thing with you just wait for quarters. Same thing with lunch. The main difference is that while you're out at sea, you're going to always have a 3 or 6 hour watch no matter what, but when you're in port, it'll only be could be every 2 days, not every 2 days. One day you'll have a watch, then you have, like, 2 days off, and then you'll have a watch, and then 2 days off. Or it could be you have a watch and then 5 days off, or you have a watch and 5 days off. It just depends on what duty, like, how many duty sections we're in.
Okay. I think that is it.
That's all you got?
Yeah. Is that good for you, or do you have anything else to say?
I would say that if there's anybody who's thinking about joining the military, give it a really good thought, because it's not for everyone. You have to have a really strong mental to make it, but if you don't let things easily bother you, it is worth it. I met some great people, and I had some really great experiences in the Navy.
I have another question. Have you had anyone drop out of the Navy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, a lot. Even during boot camp, my division started with 110 people, and I want to say 70 of us graduated from boot camp alone. And since then, I know of at least 8 people from my boot camp division that's gotten out of the Navy, and then another like 4 people from my ship alone who have gotten the Navy. It, you know, like I said, it's not for everybody. A lot of people can't handle it. They don't know what they got themselves into.
Have you seen anyone been kicked out of the Navy at all for anything they have done?
Yeah, it's if you don't do your initial 4 years and they're out of the Navy, they've gotten kicked out. They're getting kicked out.
Okay. No, I think that's it.
That's it?
Yes.
All right, kid.
Bye. Thank you.
No problem. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. No.